Blog Talk Where? Radio.
He has it. Zolt, are you on? Tim, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Well, it's the same number. Let's see. I'm trying to get Zolt on here.
Yeah.
Hi, Zolt. You need the number?
563-999-3509.
Yes.
Okay. Is everybody on already?
Yes.
Okay.
And Tim and I are on, and not sure who else. Maybe Bob. Okay. Are you there, Bob?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm I got on a couple, about 2 minutes before it started, and nobody was on. Had no host.
Yeah, is there a mute on this?
Yeah. No different than your phone, but you gotta click the hide button so that you get rid of that little
There you go. Zolt, are you here? Hello, Zolt. Come in, Zolt.
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you. Oh, that missed.
Oh.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay,
this must
because,
be Ariana, too.
Yeah, I was asking before and you couldn't hear me.
Okay.
Okay. So nice to see you all. Welcome. And who is here?
Looks like Bob, Tim, Val, and is it Ariana? Anybody else here that we don't know? Okay. Okay, go ahead, Zolt. You're on.
Yes, I'm looking at my notes. So, I decided to call this call solutions because I would like to talk about some practical solutions that we can implement at home. for some of the problems that we are having. And one of them is how to eliminate Wi-Fi in your home. So does everybody have Wi-Fi at home?
Not that I know of.
You don't,
we use
you don't
the
have any?
Cable. We use the cable.
Okay. Well, that's what I was referring to. You use the cable at your place, Val, right?
Yeah.
But everybody does that?
Well, in this
I just use the cell phone.
Yes, that's fine. No cable for that. Yeah, so, okay. So nobody uses Wi-Fi in the Nuyu family. Is that correct?
Correct.
Well, we have Wi-Fi at my place. We have Wi-Fi for our computers, and we have Wi-Fi for our telephone. We have Wi-Fi for our for one of our DVD players.
Yeah. So are you interested in eliminating Wi-Fi?
Well, I'm not interested in eliminating it. I'm interested in neutralizing it.
Well, we can eliminate Wi-Fi while still having internet connection.
You can eliminate it by using direct wire. That's true.
Yes, yes. And it's a very simple setup process in the configuration tab in your router.
Yeah, but when you have four computers spread around, you know, three different bedrooms and two in the basement, it'd probably require 400 feet of wires and having somebody drill holes through all the walls and the floors and routing all the wires out to everywhere that we need it and,
yes,
all,
yes.
And all that stuff. That's true. And I could do that. I could do that if I wanted to.
But then you would stop being irradiated by the Wi-Fi frequency forever.
Well, they say that the Wi-Fi that runs, that sends out your water meter and your water usage and your gas line usage that they hook up in your basement puts out more radiation than all your Wi-Fi computer stuff put together.
Well, yes, that's another problem. You can also eliminate that. You can opt out of smart meters. There is a way to do that by the city.
Well,
and,
yeah. They're already in at the moment. I don't even know how they got in the house, but they came in the house and hooked. I just discovered it yesterday when I was looking for car keys for Sandy's car. Mm-hmm. I noticed that they changed out the water meter and it was broadcasting Wi-Fi.
Well, they did it without your permission. That's illegal.
They did it when it wasn't even. I'd like to know how they got in when we weren't even home. They did it in our basement.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd like to know how they got
in. You have to complain about that because this is not right. You have privacy rights. This is not right.
See, what I'd like to do is concentrate, instead of getting rid of all this stuff, because no matter where you go, if you go to McDonald's restaurant, you're going to get fried too, right?
Well, I don't go to McDonald's, but yes,
anywhere
where there is Wi-Fi,
you are exposing yourself.
Very different thing from being in your home and sleeping in that all night long.
Well, as I was starting to say before, there are devices that will neutralize that radiation.
Well, I
the Wi-Fi.
Any of those things work. that these things that you put, hang in your neck or put on your cell phone, I've seen them. I have no proof that those things work. And I don't know any technology that would allow that to work.
Well, so you don't believe the Pleiadians have the knowledge to create devices that'll do that?
I don't know. I don't know who's doing it. I know some people are selling it, and they can say anything they want. And I have no proof that it actually works.
Well, how would you prove if it worked or not? How would you prove it? What kind of devices do you use to prove that? How many of you actually tested and used electronic devices to prove that the devices were not working properly? How many of you tried?
I have not tried any. But I am not aware of any technology that could neutralize the radiation that's coming through the air from another source outside of you.
Well, the Sannyasi, who worked with Dr. Fred Bell for over 10 years, gave him the technology to build devices that would completely neutralize the effect of Wi-Fi and all sorts of different wavelengths of radiation.
Yes, I am aware that some people are selling these things. I am very aware of that.
Well, do you know who Sannyasi is? You know who Sannyasi is?
Yes, I
know. You do?
Yes.
And what do you know about it?
It's the Palladian who went to see this in Sweden, not Sweden, Switzerland. What's his name? Bob Meyer?
Willie Meyer. Right.
Billy
and
Meyer.
Did you know that it was her group of Pleiadians that put an end to the Cold War of atomic weapons, shut down all the nuclear bases?
I don't know that.
Well, I can tell you she did. Her group of Pleiadians ended the Cold War and had all those nuclear bombs taken apart and disassembled and every country on the planet, and told them not to use it. And that's why the Cold War came to an end, because they were told by the Pleiadians to turn it all off, and that's why all those military bases, like in North Dakota, got shut down, because they disabled all their circuits.
Yes, I have heard stories like this, but I have no proof that it is true.
Well, I can tell you firsthand it's true.
Okay, and what is your proof?
Because I knew a CIA agent that was involved with all that went over. The CIA was so shocked that these Pleiadians showed up to Billy Meyer that they actually intercepted all his initial photographs on the way to the lab, and confirmed that they weren't fakes and all that. And I know the people that were directly involved with that. And they were directly involved with Sannyasi, and they conveyed on to me that's exactly who is responsible for it.
Okay, well, that's fine. We can use different approaches. There is not one solution to a problem. We can have many solutions.
Absolutely. And Val had a friend out there in California that was right on the verge of developing the technology to neutralize the harmful effects of Wi-Fi. He was just, can you update us on that, Val, your friend out there?
I'm not sure who you're referring to. There's Matt Steele that Henry knows. He's one of our
websites. Or maybe
it was
a friend of
his.
Yeah, well, it was right there in your area in California. We even talked about having a talk show with him, and he said he was almost ready to go public, you know, in mass production of his devices.
Okay, well, you're welcome to use any technology that you want. I am a practical guy. I only know what works for sure. And if you don't have a Wi-Fi transmitter, then you're not having any kind of Wi-Fi in your home. because it's going through the wire, and that's a surefire thing of way of doing it. So I'm sure there are other solutions, and you're welcome to use whatever you feel fit for your family. I am only trying to put a word out there, because today many people are not even aware that you can turn off the Wi-Fi in your router. Okay, I have called AT&T. I recently got AT&T internet service, and first I couldn't figure out how to turn off the Wi-Fi, and I called AT&T, and the tech support person didn't think it was possible to turn off the Wi-Fi in the modem. And I remember that I have done it before. I just needed information to access the configuration page in the router. And but the tech support person, the first one I talked to, she didn't even think that it was possible to do it. So imagine how many people out there don't even conceive the idea that you can have internet without Wi-Fi. Because we are getting the way.
Yes, that's true. I agree with you. But you don't even need Wi-Fi. You don't even need a Wi-Fi router. You can just use a direct router. Why even spend the money for a Wi-Fi and turning it off? Just use direct cable.
Yes, but I don't think they make routers anymore with direct cable. All the routers are multifunctional now. I believe. Anyway, the point being is that whoever listens to this later, there is a way to get rid of the Wi-Fi radiation in your home, and that's done by accessing the configuration page or tab in your router, and that's done by inputting the IP address of the Wi-Fi router into your browser. Any browser will do, and it will bring up the configuration page, and there you can adjust anything you want. You can turn off the Wi-Fi and use cable, and then you just have to save the configuration, and it will be done. So that's just one thing that I wanted to spread the word on, because people are not even aware that this is possible anymore. This is the first technology that came out before Wi-Fi, but it's still available in all the routers, the wired technology. So that's all I wanted to say, and anybody is welcome to choose whatever method they like.
Well, you know, what you're saying is absolutely true, and if you live out in the country, like 2 or 3 miles away from your nearest neighbor, you know, that's probably a good idea. But if you live in an apartment complex, even if you convert everything in your apartment to direct wire, your next-door neighbor that has Wi-Fi and all the people in your apartment complex that have a water meter with the Wi-Fi that transmits, or you live in a little subdivision of other houses, you are getting so much radiation just from the water meters that it would drown out all the effects of what your Wi-Fi is putting out. It is so much more Wi-Fi that if you came out with a meter and measured the Wi-Fi off of your Wi-Fi for your computer, you probably couldn't even detect it once you set it. Turn down the range for all the damaging effects that's coming just from the water meters, from your neighbors, not even yourself.
Yes, yes, I am aware of that. So
yeah,
one step at
a time.
It's
pretty sad, isn't it?
little by little, one step at a time, that's all we can do. And one person at a time, we have to educate the public about alternative solutions. So anyway, I think we said enough about this.
Well, let me say one more thing, since I was kind of vague.
Okay.
I don't remember who Bob was referring to. I'm sorry. We've interviewed so many people and on our shows, and these people are into all these alternative, you can call them alternative technologies. They're really just technologies that make sense. Most of them are clean. You know, they're not dirty. They're not polluting. But they just haven't had an opportunity to come out and utilize them. And that's one of our main purposes here, to give these people an opportunity to come out and to have access to what they've been working on. So this one guy, I don't know, there's another fellow, Tom Palladino. He's the fellow that works with Scalar Energy. I asked him this question too, and he said he's about 5 years out from being able to, you know, run any kind of machinery with Scalar Energy, or, you know, offset, you know, run, get the, you know, the Wi-Fi or the however you want to run the computers. But he is having success killing pathogens. And I know, Dolt, you're in the things like MMS and stuff, but, you know, there's a lot of things out there, and one of them was, another one is the Scalar Energy that can kill the viruses and bacteria and fungus, mold, and all that through this, again, clean energy that's from the sun. Some people call it prana or chi, but he's been able to harness it he's been able to create a machine or machines that can harness it and through pictures. You send them a picture of, say, any part of your body, just your arm or your face or anything, and that gives the light signature to this machine, and it can basically send this energy that's all, you know, we call it new energy now since we're the new presentation. It's just available. It's not, doesn't have to do with time and space. It's just here. So that's why you can send it a picture and it will connect and get rid of these bacteria, things like that. But the point is, there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of things, and a lot of our radio shows have been talking to people, and we're just about there to the point where we can enlist these people to create, you know, we're looking at self-sustaining communities and utilizing these technologies as well as other things like building rainforests to offset what's going on with the planet. So I just wanted to throw that in too.
Yes, thank you. So next I would like to talk about the New You meditation. And I have experimented with the New You quite extensively since I started. And right now the waitings are, I am doing about 3 to 4 hours of New You meditation every night. And I'm having a very fast results, meaning my dreams are becoming very clear and colorful in a very short period of time. And I can also remember my dreams in much more detail. So I have a question for all of you. Do you guys use the New You as a meditation practice, or do you just think for 15 minutes and go to sleep?
You know, I do maybe 3 times I do it before bed. I'm pretty well tired after in the evening, so I do it 3 times, basically. I don't see it amount as much as intent behind it, whatever works for each person. But getting, and then wake up in the morning and get downloads, I get impressions, It's about the new you. That's the connection. Once you have the connection, you're good to go. And then, like we say, we do things. We contribute in our own way. But for me, I don't need to spend hours with it because the connection's there. So you got it. So you just go and do what you do.
So maybe do you have like clear dreams that you can remember that are teaching you and telling you about your life situation and where you are and what you need to work on and stuff like that?
Yes, of course. Most people do. So I don't have a lot, but I do have occasional real side experiences where they do tell me certain things. They do demonstrate certain things that help during my physical life here and help me become more aware, definitely. I'm just one that gets more impressions during the day. That's how it comes to me, rather than the real side experiences. But it just seems to, like, during the day, just a thought comes in, or it just starts floating. Something floats in, and I know it's not me. It's life showing me something. So again, it's different ways people get this. You know how it comes. It depends on the person's personality and characteristics.
Of course, the real guides can give you any experience at any time when you need it. But I think it makes a difference how much effort and how much time you put into this on your own. And I am here to report that this approach of mine has paid off in a big way. Because, as you know, I've only been doing the new you for about 3 months. And from the beginning, I was doing a lot more than just 15 minutes, but now I cranked it up to about three to 4 hours every night. And my dreams are becoming more vivid and more contentful and more colorful by the day. And it seems to me that the real guides are talking to me in the storyline of the dreams and teaching me things about myself and what's going on around me or with me. So I see a lot of value in spending more time with it. And it's not really so much work for me because I have the discipline from years ago when I was doing 3 hours meditation with my other teacher. And I learned how to sit in the no mind without effort. So this is a skill that you can develop where it becomes effortless to sit in the no mind because you surrender to the energy. And Dwayne talks about the shaft of light that is going through your body, it's going through your spine. And when you learn to surrender to that energy, this shaft of light is balancing you perfectly on that perfect center line. It's your own center line that is going through the center of your body. And you sit, and the energy is holding you steady. It's the less effort you make, the better. And basically, you're sitting in this blissful state where there is no mind. You're not thinking, and visions can come, but you don't want to lose your balance because of a vision. Okay, because you then you fall out of your center. If an image can move you off center, whether it's a positive or a negative image, if it can move you off center, then you're losing balance. So the focus is always to maintain the center without movement. That is why my name is Even Star. Even means no steady and no movement, right? So a steady star, you are a steady star, and you are beaming light all around you. You have an aura, you have an eggshell around you. So everyone is an even star. The problem is most people don't know how to stay steady. Even in the Bible it says, "Be still and know that I am God." That doesn't mean that there is a God outside of you. That means you are God. Be still and know that I am God, meaning you, not God in the clouds. Okay? So I see a lot of value in this, because just last night, before I went to sleep, I think I saw the is in that state. It opened up in my vision, and I was seeing transparent light. And then my mind started, oh, is this the is? And just because I thought of that, I lost the center and the light disappeared. But I had it for about 2 seconds. So this is just a question of practice to maintain that. So any thoughts on that, anyone?
This is Tim.
Hi, Tim.
About the new U sessions, I spend like 15 minutes every night before I go to sleep singing new U. And then I talk to the real guides for a while, and then I just let whatever life shows me come into my dream visions. That's pretty much it. And then when I wake up, I sing the new you for another 15 minutes to show the real guides that I'm serious and trying to connect to the real guidance and the real education. It's like the new you sessions, there's different ways that Duane talks about them in the different books. I don't know if you want to call them techniques or stuff. One definition is, well, doing the new you at least once a day before bedtime connects one in their dream visions to the real guidance. And it says sit in silence for 15 to 30 minutes and just relax without doing anything and look for the real light and listen for the sound of is. So there are a variety of ways to do the new you sessions. All of us are different, and we've gone through the meditations. Was a big part of my life. And like you mentioned, be still and know I am God. That was one of the main things I had in my life too, but it wasn't from the Bible, but that was a very important part of, I guess you would call it, my meditations for years. That was a very important batch of words to me.
Yes. So I think we can say in the new you fashion that be still and know that I is. I is, right?
Yeah, I guess we is.
It's obvious, right? We are.
Yeah.
So it's the most obvious thing. That's why most people don't get it, because it's the most obvious thing and the most fundamental thing that we are. It's not complicated, like a theory of philosophy or something.
I can make a comment here. The when I was reading Rampa's book, the concept about stilling the mind was, I think that it was stilling the little self, you know, so your real self could come through.
Yes. Definitely. So,
Lila and Ariana are here too, if they'd like to comment too, just to open it up for more people.
Yes, anyone, please comment. If you have anything to say, please comment.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ariana. Lila and I were talking the other night, and we were talking about the self-sufficient community and the reforestation project, and we said to ourselves that before sleep, we can say, these situations will turn out perfect. Real guides. You. And thank you, with a gratitude, and become one with the all is. And we're going to do that morning and night.
Yes. Beautiful.
That was Lila's idea.
Yes. So can I share what I am doing right now?
Of course.
I pray for purity, clarity, sincerity, and courage. And I do that every night during the New Year session, because Dwayne suggested to pray for purity. And I really love that idea, and I also added clarity, sincerity, and courage. So, and it seems to be working really well. I feel really high and positive all day long. And like I said, my dreams are opening up in a big way. And I've seen the transparent light a couple of times for a few seconds. So yeah, we can all experiment with this and do it our own way. So one other thing I am doing is that I take about 8 grams of kratom when I do the new you, and that helps me also to stabilize me in the center, helps me to maintain my central position, and the kratom takes about 45 minutes to start working, and it helps me to reach a higher frequency, so to speak, than if I just did it without the kratom. You see what I mean? Ariana, you're aware of the kratom, right?
Uh-huh. I hardly ever use it.
Well, you can use it with the new you. It works really well.
That.
Yeah, I usually take the red kratom because the white kratom keeps you awake, but the red kratom is more of a relaxing substance where you can sleep on. And it helps me immensely with the meditations. So the next idea I came up with is that I want to use acacia. Acacia is a type of a plant. It's a tree. It's a tree bark that you can use in place of ayahuasca. And it's even more powerful than the kratom. And I want to see what it does and how it helps me with the new you practice. Both of these are non-addictive substances. Well, you said
yes.
You were kind of interested in the trying ayahuasca. Didn't you say that last time?
That was kratom. No, I tried that. Ayahuasca probably, I don't want to go that far. Kratom is softer, it's not as much. Yeah, I've tried that. It's pleasant.
Well,
it's good.
Ayahuasca is also, it depends on how much you take. It doesn't have to be, you know, blow your head off immediately.
Right. No, well,
yeah.
I was gonna share that besides the drugs, we were talking about the be still. You know, I'm God. Well, my experience has been with ideas and thinking. Now, my history is, it's either a blessing or a curse. I'm not sure, but I'm not the intellectual. I'm not the brain kid, and I don't have a lot of like thoughts. Like I'm not an intellectual or an academic. You know, I'm almost been dull, you could say. But in a way, that's helped me with this.
No, no,
because
that's
I don't
your
have
blessing.
A lot of interference. No, I don't have the interference of like ideas. I mean, I do have like obsessions, you could say, but I've learned to like back off and look at these things, you know, on the astral level and then the idea behind it and look at the mental part of that and see that these are just creations of mine and they're not really, you know, they are what they are, but I've been able to back up and look at these things and
yes.
Let them go, so to speak, and that's
yes.
Sort of like on the line of be still, because you're not like feeding these ideas people we have.
Exactly.
It can be this idea of like, I want to become more aware, even that idea, you know, I mean, it's a good intent, but in a way you have to even drop that to see so that the isness, you can allow it to come in past the idea what you think it is, you know, because we have these mocked up images or feelings or considerations of what it is, but it's not that. It's none of those things. So eventually,
yes,
we have to, you know, these the guides scrub us clean, basically, like Roto-Rooter, like our all our five bodies. It's like, imagine this Roto-Rooter going up and down the physical, astral, causal, mental, etheric.
Yeah, like
getting
MMS.
yeah, and purifying us, you know, or at least, you know, so we can manage our bodies, so we can be our real self, our real awareness, and they're on the job all the time doing that. You know, they're seeing what we're seeing. Basically, I mean, if you know some of the stories, you know, Claudia and Sandy, Bob's with Sandy, there, Zanny's a seer and Claudia's, they're able to go into other people's basically consciousness or bodies. They can see where people are at, just like the real guides, and they can see and do. It's a delicate process, but they can do certain things to help us wake up, and they're so aware that they see what needs to be done, basically. So it's an interesting way that they work, and it's not, again, not the old spiritual idea way. It's very, could say, sophisticated or very high level, whatever you want to say, but it's not the old ways that we think, you know. So
yes,
Lila's here too, you know. Lila, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, Lila.
Yeah.
Good. I got here late. Sorry. I missed the first part, which I really wanted to hear about the drops.
Oh, we haven't talked about the drops yet.
Pardon me?
You're talking about the MMS drops?
Yes.
Oh, what would you like to know about that?
You said that it was vibrations. Now, how does that work? This is only like, like Clorox or something. And when I saw that this was similar to Clorox, I was pretty shocked. I would like to know how this all works. Why is it a vibration? Everything, of course, is vibration, but specifically, I'd like to know more about that.
Okay. So I can tell you about the MMS.
Yes, please.
I've been using it for about 5 years. And it has done a world of good for me. It completely cleaned my body, completely eliminated parasites, germs, worms, viruses, astral parasites, all kinds of things. So MMS is a chlorine molecule. It's not Clorox.
But after 5 years, your body must be very, very clean.
It is.
So why do you continue on with that if it's so clean? Pardon me?
I rarely take it now. I very rarely take it. Maybe once a month for maintenance.
I see. Uh-huh. Okay, so
yes.
after a while, when you feel that you've reached the level that you want to physically,
then you only
need to take it about once a month to make sure that you're clean and everything is working well.
Yes, because you can catch things from other people. All these germs and viruses are in the air. A lot of them are airborne. So you can catch these things just by moving among other people.
Yes, that's true. I'm taking this MMS, and I'm finding that it's a very hard medicine to take. I'm falling asleep all the time, and is that healing? It really kind of gets in the way of my life a little bit, all the sleepiness. But since I'm retired, I can sleep, and it's okay. But
yes,
if I really have a busy day, It does interfere with things, the sleepiness. Does that go away? And
yes. Yes, it gives you what you need. So if it makes you sleepy, that means you're lacking sleep. You need to sleep more.
That means you need... So if it makes you sleep, that means you're lacking sleep?
Yes,
but it
yes.
keeps me awake, though. You know, when I at night, if I take it at night, it's sometimes 2 or 3 hours and I'm awake. And maybe only 1 hour and I'm awake for 4 or 5 hours. And then I try to go back to sleep and I'm so tired, I just can't sleep.
Well, when do you take it?
Oh, well, right now I'm just taking 2 drops in the morning and 2 at night.
Okay, so why don't you just take 2 in the morning and then forget it? Don't take 1 at night.
Oh, okay.
But
and then how will
sleepy?
I know when to do... You obviously do more than just 2 drops a day. What happens if I take increase it slowly up to a maximum of how many drops?
Yes, I can tell you all that.
Pardon me?
I can tell you all that, what you're asking for. So the way to do MMS is that you start with 1 drop or 2 drops, and then you increase it day by day. You take one more drop each day. The next day you take one more and one more. And if you feel it's too much, then you stop for 3 days. So you don't want to take it continuously on a steady dose. What you want to do is you want to create a pumping action where you are dissolving the toxins in your body with the MMS for about 3, 4, 5 days, and then you stop for 3 days and give time for your body to detox and to release the toxins.
I see.
So you create a pumping action where you're pushing the detox and then you're letting your body empty itself. Because when you're taking the MMS, the MMS is dissolving the chemicals and the heavy metals and every kind of toxin in your body, and it all goes into your blood. And your kidney takes it out of the blood, and then you pee out the toxins. So you also need to stop for a few days to give your body enough time to flush it out, so to speak, to detox.
I see. So I feel okay at then taking just 2 drops in the morning then, and then sleeping at night. And I should let my body rest for about 3 days and then start
yes.
in again?
Yes, and then you start again with 2 drops or 3 drops, and then you go up from there. Okay? And you wanna come to the point where it becomes uncomfortable. Just a little bit uncomfortable. Don't go too much into discomfort, but go to the point where it's a little bit uncomfortable. And then you stop.
I see.
Because uncomfortable, when it's not comfortable, that doesn't mean that the MMS is hurting you. It means that you have dissolved enough toxins in your system now that your body doesn't feel comfortable. And it needs to detox.
Oh, I see. When you're stopped, should you drink a lot of water or not too much protein or something like that?
Well, you should drink normal amounts of water. You should probably drink a quart a day or whatever feels good. But you don't want to drink too much water right after you take the MMS, because then you dissolve the MMS.
Yes, that's true. That's very true.
So you take the MMS with a small amount of water, and then you wait at least 1 hour, because the MMS works for 45 minutes, and then it's finished. And after that you can start drinking water and help the body to detox whatever it's been released.
Oh, I see.
Yes, so we are talking about microscopic amounts of toxins that are impeding the cell functions in your body.
Yes, we are talking, yes, okay. And so just detox for about three days or so, and then when you start back up, you increase it by one, until your body starts to feel uncomfortable, and then you stop again, and then
yes.
You is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So when would you know you've had enough?
And you shouldn't
yes.
take any more than that.
Yes, the key is that you always watch yourself internally. You watch yourself. What's happening inside? How do I feel? And you will notice that the MMS is going to different places, like your kidneys or your liver or your brain, and doing different things. If you become sensitive enough internally, you will feel where the MMS is working.
I see. So you just watch how you feel and see if you're too sensitive internally. And what do you mean by that? Becoming too sensitive internally?
No, not too sensitive. Very sensitive is good. You want to be very sensitive because that's a way of expanding your awareness. When you become more aware internally, what's happening in your body and in your organs?
You should look for this, to be aware of how you feel inside.
Yes, yes, yes. And then it becomes a practice of awareness also.
And what did you say?
A practicing awareness.
Yes, it certainly would be. Yes, you can't be aware inside. Yes, you're just aware.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I got it. And that sounds wonderful. To be more aware. That sounds like a goal.
Exactly.
We're worth looking into.
Exactly.
We all need to be more aware.
The MMS is in perfectly in line with the new you practice, because you're self-healing.
Absolutely.
What you are doing is you're self-healing, and you're watching yourself inside, and also you're listening to your intuition. What does this mean when I feel like this in my liver, or when I feel like this in my lungs? What does this mean? And then you're listening for your intuition to tell you why. What does it mean? And why is it happening? So this is a total practice of internal development of self-awareness.
Oh, this is excellent.
Yes.
Do you have kind of a printed something about all this, the MMS, because I feel this is really an important thing that you've presented here.
Yes, but you got it already. There is not much more to it. The more comes when you become more attentive internally. There is nothing to write down.
I see.
Because that's an external again. See, you don't want to get the information externally. You want to discover your own self, your own body, your own mind, your own emotionality, You want to discover it within yourself by paying attention.
Yes.
By paying attention internally. You
yes,
see?
I see.
So it's imperfectly in line with the new you practice.
Okay. Yes, this doing the new you, like Tim said, practice, and this goes right along with it. Doesn't it? You have a clean body, a clean mind. You've got purity.
What's that?
Yes, so...
What did you say?
Getting back to how I should take this medicine, or I'm just taking two drops daily, and forget about the night because then I'm asleep. But you know, when I was taking the two drops for a while, I was sleeping very soundly the whole night through, and now after taking two drops for a little while, and two drops at night, I wake up and I can't sleep, so that those wonderful 8 hours sleep seems not to be working. Maybe I should cut back to one drop a day?
No. What's happening is you were lacking sleep for a while, but now you had enough sleep. See, it's not like a chemical medicine from the pharmacy that will always give you the same effect. It gives you what you need.
Yes. Well, now I do have some medicine that I take. One is for leg cramps, but I'm finding that I've just kind of remembered today that my leg cramps are diminishing or have diminished. And
yes.
I'm really shocked and surprised that this is happening, and delighted too.
Yes, you will not need the pharmaceuticals any longer, because the MMS will clear out any toxicity that's causing leg cramps or whatever you have, sleeplessness or too much sleep. The MMS will cleanse you perfectly, so your body will be reset to the original blueprint.
But now during the day, I fall asleep. And I know my friend that is also taking this, she's up to two drops a day. We both find that we just nod off to sleep during the day a lot. And then at night, it's not a solid sleep. It's a wakefulness. So I don't like falling asleep during the day. I'd rather just get it all at night.
No. Just don't try to control it. Just roll with it. Whatever happens, just go with it. Because imagine in your situation, you are 70 some years old, right?
And I'm 90.
90. Okay.
Seven.
So imagine you have been exposed to this polluted world for 90 years. Imagine how many toxins you have picked up along the way.
Oh yes.
So the MMS is little by little, it's going to release all the toxins, and sometimes the toxins make you sleepy. Sometimes the toxins make you awake, depending on what's getting released. So this cannot be predicted. My advice is just to go with it, and if you feel sleepy, then you sleep. If you're awake, then you watch TV or do whatever you like to do in the night. Don't make a problem out of it. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Well, yeah, that's kind of hard to take because, you know, just 3 hours sleep or maybe 1 hour or 2 hours and I'm awake for the night. and I don't like that, and then that throws me off for next day. Then I'm almost sleepwalking the next day for lack of sleep.
Okay, then take some Kratom. When you feel awake at night, then take some red Kratom, which will help you to sleep. And if you feel sleepy in the daytime, then you can take some white Kratom that will make you feel awake. No,
I'm afraid you lost me there. I really didn't understand what you were saying. The daytime take on white grade 10. Now, what does that mean?
No, Kratom.
What?
Okay, you don't. Ariana can explain what Kratom is. It's an herb. It's a plant material. So
it's a plant. Okay.
Yes, Ariana has some. Are you guys living nearby?
Oh yes, I guess she did. But we do not live nearby. No, she lives in Southern California, and I'm up here in Northern California, in Saratoga, which is apple and all the is.
Okay, so you are in Saratoga. Okay, so I live in near Sacramento. I can come and visit you and teach you about that.
Oh, well, yes, and you know.
Yes, it's complicated.
It sounds like it.
But just go with it. Just go with it and use the MMS, and don't worry about what it does to you. Just if you're sleepy, you sleep. If you're awake, you're awake. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, but it sure is a it's turned a night into day, and that doesn't suit me because I have things to do during the day, and then you sleep at night.
Yes, that is the expectation, but. In your situation, when you're detoxing 90 years of toxicity, there are bound to be some irregularities.
Well, I expect that's true. Starting a little bit of everything, you know, arthritis, and I have a knee that should have been... had an operation, you know, that knee operation to make, to put that. I should have had that.
No.
But I didn't.
You don't need a knee operation. We can help you.
I have a walker, and it's painful to walk because that knee really needs to be straightened out.
Okay, so
knee operation.
Then you need DMSO. DMSO will fix your arthritis and your knee problem.
And also, I'm getting harder and harder to hear people. I'm the doctors have given me a little microphone and something else to put in front of the TV so I can hear more, and it's a problem not being able to communicate. It's okay on the telephone here because I have the receiver right up to my ear, and so far so good with that. And I have a telephone that has I can read what you're saying. So, I think I got the best, but you know, I can't go on. This not hearing is, I have to be able to communicate. My goodness, everyone does.
How long have you been taking the MMS?
DMSO? Well, what is that?
No. The MMS, how long have you been taking it?
I have MMS. Oh, my goodness. Only just about a month.
Yeah, that's nothing. You're going to have to continue with the MMS for at least a couple of years.
Really?
And it will clean everything within you. Your hearing will come back. Your eyesight will come back. It will clean everything in your body.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what about this DMSO? What's that?
Yes, the DMSO can help you with your joints and your arthritis.
Oh, what is it? Is it a pill or what is it?
No, it's a liquid. I can bring you some. It's a liquid. I have gallons of it at home.
with instructions. A gallons? It's a liquid. I have gallons of it at home. Oh, fabulous. I'd like to try it. Shoot.
I also have 10,000 years worth of MMS.
Oh my goodness!
Yes,
okay.
I have 5 pounds of the powder format. That's enough for 10,000 years.
Oh my goodness! Well. I would love to have some. How can I get it? I can get it, and how much? You know, I want to pay for this.
No.
I would love to have communication here so that I can include DMSO.
I will bring you both of them. Okay.
Okay. That sounds great. Val usually comes over once a week, and you can talk to Val, and you can find out how we can get some to me.
Yes, I live nearby. I already sent some to Claudette.
You live nearby? You sent some to... Oh, you've already sent some to Claudia? Wonderful.
You're very cute. you're very lovely.
I love you already. Okay, if you could send me some, I would certainly appreciate that.
Yes, I will bring you some, and when I am in Huntington Beach right now, but I will be back home next week, and then send me your phone number, and then I bring it over with my car.
Yes, oh, of course, I can do that.
Okay.
Bring it over with, oh, how wonderful.
Yes, it's a present from the real guys.
Okay. I guess you can get in touch with Val, and he can take it from there.
Yes, he can give me your phone number and tell me your address. And I bring it over and I explain everything to you.
Oh, that would be so wonderful.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that would be perfect. Yes, I'm very anxious. Well, I don't know, though. I don't want to live to be 120 or something. But which it sounds like people do, once you have a clean body and clean mind, that's, you know, that's a long time. You've got to work with that. Well, anyway, that's too far in the future. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I certainly, I thank you.
I think Zoe just dropped. I see here, I'm on the studio. His call has just been dropped. See if he comes back.
Okay. Maybe I should have your phone number. That would probably be very good.
You have my phone number. This is Val.
I don't have your phone number that I know of.
This is Val.
Oh, this is... Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Zolt just dropped, so... we'll arrange...
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. That sounds wonderful. Okay.
Hey,
that sounds great. I'm so happy to talk to you. Really, I am. I mean, this has been wonderful for me, and I do thank you so much. This will be great. And I'll talk to you, another time. Or I will. We'll go. You haven't heard the last of me. So okay.
Bob, did you?
You said you lost the studio.
No, he dropped. His call dropped.
Yeah, I'm looking at the studio and it's fine. He may have dropped. But the studio's still up and fine.
Oh, yeah. He dropped, so. He knows the number.
You're saying Zolt dropped?
Yes.
Hey, Val, I got a question for you. I tried calling you earlier today. Are you able to arrange an alien interview for Tuesday?
Tuesday would be fine.
Would you like to do that?
Sure. You want the other fellow on too? The reptilian fellow?
Well, we could get an update just like before, just do an update. And I'll just ask you guys what the latest and greatest is.
Sure. Let's do it. Is that for 10 o'clock, right? Yeah.
Yeah, noon our time. Well, actually 10 o'clock your time, noon my time.
Mm-hmm.
You want to set up the episode for that?
Sure, I can do that. It'd be fine.
Okay, that'd be great. Okay, let's
have
plan on it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's have some great fun. Okay, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Because there's new activities, new projects, new updates. So we will report.
That would be wonderful.
Well, okay, so Zolt's not coming back, so it is near that. We've been on for more than an hour here, so I guess we can just
been
do
on
the
an
new
hour
year.
And a half.
Yeah.
Been on an hour and a half already. Yeah.
So I'll just call out the names, and we can just do the new you individually here. Start it.
The more I think, the more we share all this wonderful things that you've discovered and are doing. I think we could all have happier, healthier lives, which would be wonderful for all of us. Let's do the you.
Okay. Okay. I'll start it and then call you all. New you. Ariana?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
New you.
Tim?
No.
Bob?
You.
Zolt? You. Okay, well, on behalf of Zolt, so I don't know where he disappeared to. I guess he just went into the ethers, but on behalf of his show, say good night to everybody, and we'll see you probably in a couple weeks for this particular show. So, good night, everybody. Thanks for joining.
Good night.
Good night. Happy dreams.
Yep. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasant dreams.
Yeah.